A variety of news about matters which concern the city follows. There is disappointing news as there is concern at the quantity of unused retail space and also that the value of tourism to the region has suffered. Also, the sad news of the death of one of the cathedral peregrines in an accident. On a brighter side, the preferred choice for the county's chief constable is announced. Not to be outdone are a couple of sporting items.
Vacant city retail space has almost tripled during the pandemic, but independents have held up well, councillors have heard. The pandemic's hit to Norwich retail was laid bare at a meeting of the City Council's Sustainable Development Panel. One of the most shocking figures to be presented to councillors was the increase in unused retail floor space, which hit 14.5% this year versus October 2019's figure of 5.5%. The figure was a new high, with the previous top being 12.4% in 2010, a report to the councillors said. Council officer Joy Brown said the past 18 months have been extremely challenging, with the pandemic accelerating existing issues. One of the most noticeable changes is that we have seen a large number of the chains lost from the city centre. However, on a more positive note, independents have fared much better and have appeared to be a lot more resilient. In particular, the report to councillors highlighted the loss of Debenhams and Topshop, which occupied large and prominent locations. Ms Brown stressed Norwich was not out of the woods in terms of the pandemic, and impacts of lost government support for businesses remain to be seen, but described the city as robust and still thriving.
The value of tourism in Norfolk dropped by almost £2 billion over the course of the pandemic, but demand for a getaway has seen bookings bounce back this year. Figures from Visit East of England show the visitor economy in Norfolk and Suffolk shrunk by almost 60%, with thousands of jobs lost. However, Pete Waters, Visit East of England Executive Director, said the figures demonstrated the resilience of businesses facing what could have been a catastrophic situation. He said government grants and furlough had been key in avoiding redundancies, but the temporary staff and those on zero-hour contracts were not as fortunate. Nonetheless, the figures highlight the importance of the sector for the wider economy and employment and the need for tourism to have had a strong 2021, he said.
One of the beloved peregrine falcons that roosts at Norwich Cathedral has died after flying into a stationary car. A member of the public notified the Hawk and Owl Trust that the female falcon, referred to as GA, had flown into a stationary car at Norwich Cathedral on November the 11th. The bird of prey was retrieved and taken to an RSPCA hospital that afternoon. Across two Facebook posts, the Hawk and Owl Trust said, "The Hawk and Owl Trust was notified by a member of the public that a Norwich peregrine had collided with a stationary car at Norwich Cathedral. Further to taking expert advice, it was confirmed that the bird had suffered neurological damage. Despite our best efforts, sadly, she did not make it through the night and passed away in the early hours. This is a sad day and a tragic end for one of our much-loved peregrines."
Temporary Police Chief Paul Sandford has been named as a preferred candidate to take over as permanent Chief Constable of Norfolk. The decision has been announced by Police and Crime Commissioner Giles Orpen-Smelly, but will be subject to a confirmation hearing by the Norfolk Police and Crime Panel taking place on December the 2nd. Mr Sandford, who has served in Norfolk throughout his policing career, has been in temporary charge of the force since former Chief Constable Simon Bailey retired at the end of June. If confirmed, he will be in charge of 1,857 officers and 1,197 police staff, policing more than 2,000 square miles and investigating more than 62,000 crimes a year. Mr. Orpen Smelly said, "This has been a difficult year for policing and there are important challenges ahead, not least rebuilding the trust in policing that has been impacted by some of the terrible events of this year." Mr. Sandford would also follow in the footsteps of Mr. Bailey in having risen from beat Bobby to chief constable in the same force, a rarity in modern policing.
The chairman of one of Norwich City's biggest fan groups believes the appointment of Dean Smith could keep the club in the Premier League. Robert Sainty, chairman of the Canaries Trust, believes Smith was the safest choice out of the options available and, despite initial concerns, has grown to like him. I've spoken to a few of my Aston Villa connections and they've been full of praise for the work he's done, he said. "I'm not doing cartwheels, but it's an interesting appointment. Having researched Smith's work in more detail during his time at his previous clubs, Mr. Sainty believes those experiences will set him up to succeed at Norwich City. I felt he did well at Walsall, and Thomas Frank has reaped the benefit of his work at Brentford," he said. "He also did a good job at Aston Villa in getting them promoted and keeping them in the Premier League for two seasons.
Former Norwich school pupil Freddie Stewart put on a man of the match display in England's 32-15 win over Australia last Saturday. Stewart scored the try of the game early on to put England on their way to victory in their first serious test of the autumn internationals. The 20-year-old, who played as a youngster at first Swaffham and then Holt, has carved out a reputation at Leicester Tigers for his high-octane running game and ability under the ball. These qualities were on display at Twickenham, and England head coach Eddie Jones believes he has got a bright future ahead of him. "I thought our first try, Stewart's, is one of the best I have seen from England. Our handling, our running lines, hitting the holes was absolutely outstanding. We want to do more of that." Stewart, who has risen through the Tigers Academy, having started in the Developing Player Programme at 13, is studying for an economics degree at Loughborough University.
British wheelchair tennis star Alfie Hewitt is set to be able to continue his career. The 23-year-old from Cantley has spent the last 2 years fearing he would be forced out of the sport he has dedicated his life to following changes to the classifications in wheelchair tennis. The coronavirus pandemic and the pushing back of the Paralympics meant changes were postponed until the end of 2021, while Hewitt was then given fresh hope when the International Tennis Federation undertook a review of the process to make the classifications tennis specific. The Independent Working Group's final report was published last week, and it is understood Hewitt underwent an assessment. He will need to wait several weeks for official confirmation, but it is believed to be good news. Now we'll move on to our second feature. Derek James of the Evening News describes from the history book what was called the Great Flood, which hit Norwich on November the 16th, 1868. His article is read by Rosemary Scott.